She couldn't. Full, rounded periods. Excellent expression. All the way through, that which spoke of a very high training. And Sister White did not have that. Hence, I drew the conclusion, Sister White did not write it. And when in the university I went through the book from a theological viewpoint, I knew again that she could never have written it. Because there's theology there that only one who had had a very broad education in theology could ever write. So I was convinced that she had never written Desire of Ages. After a while, when I was sent out to teach, I said, before I go out, I must know. I will not deceive, and I will not be deceived. If there's something in these volumes more than I think, I want to know. And so, I came out here to California, where Sister White was living at that time, to see her, talk with her, and find out whether I could. I knocked on the door and said just about what a student said to me in Union College when he came. Said, here I am. What are you going to do about it? I didn't use those words, but that's what I meant. She looked at me and took me in. I told her what I wanted. I said, I'm not interested in what you have written that's published. All that I have read. But I am interested in reading what you wrote before anybody got hold of it to correct it and edit it. She looked at me. What do you want? I want to have permission to go over the manuscripts as they were written originally before anybody touched them. We talked some more, and I was given that permission. I was given permission to go into the vault, fireproof vault, where all the writings were kept. I was astonished as I came in to see the work before me. For there was shelf after shelf of manuscript, written, not typed. Sister White wrote with her own hand most of what you know, what you have read. She did dictate, but not very often. Ordinarily, she'd write it out with her own hand. And when I saw the writing, I said, here I have a work to do. Because while the writing was legible, not very beautiful, it wasn't any better than my own handwriting. I can read the first page I write. I can read page 8. And I challenge anybody else to read it. I could read Sister White's. Just an ordinary hand. There would be misspellings once in a while. Not very often. I don't think any more often than my own. But I began work. I had help. I can read, could read and can read reasonably fast. That can be learned, by the way. Whatever your age, always in Union College, in the senior class, college class, we had a class in reading. Can 16th grade student not read? Oh, yes. Some spell their way through and some can read faster, but almost all can greatly improve their speed and their capacity for understanding. You'd say, if you read fast, you forget. No, you can learn. But that's beside the point. I read. I had help. I had brought with me quotations.